welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And today is Thanksgiving. So in the US, it is our Thanksgiving. I know to all my Canadian friends, I believe theirs is in October. So I'm telling you, come on down, come to my house, do double Thanksgiving. It's what it's all about. But I want to open with this quote on gratitude, because that is our topic for today. Gratitude turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order, confusion into clarity. It makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. I will probably dedicate so many more of these quickies to gratitude, because gratitude is something that's truly changed my life. And that quote was by Melody Beattie. And that is a beautiful quote because it is truth. And whenever I'm feeling overwhelmed or sad or depressed or happy, I use gratitude every single morning of my life and every single night, because we cannot get more of the good stuff or any of the good stuff without first being so grateful for what we have. I want to read you one more quote by Oprah Winfrey. Love her. Who doesn't, right? Be thankful for what you have and you'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you'll never, ever, ever have. So today, I am grateful for the family and friends that surround me. I am so grateful for this podcast. I am so grateful that I have the ability to go and move my body. I am so grateful that I get to go choose delicious, healthy foods, that we have options and opportunities. And at any given time, if we want to learn about anything, we can go look it up on the internet or at the library or in a book, that we can basically connect to anyone in the world in the drop of a hat. There's so much to be grateful for. So if you're feeling like you don't have, like you don't have enough, or you need something, you will never, ever, ever, ever have it, even when it does appear, because we must be grateful for what we have now in order to get more of whatever it is that we're desiring. More goodness, more love. I always think of that when I'm not feeling, maybe I'm not feeling supported, or maybe I'm not feeling connected. I always have to remember I have to be grateful for the support and connections I do have, and then first support myself and ask myself how I can be connected, right? So all of the questions that we can ask ourselves. So don't hinge your happiness and your gratefulness on if this, then that. Right? If this happens, then I'll be happy. If that happens, then I'll finally be happy. No, I want you to look right now. I want you to scan your life. I want you to make this a practice. A gratitude practice has changed everything for me. If I'm not happy with something, I stop, drop, and get grateful. So you guys, today, every day, especially today, I just want you to tell someone how grateful you are for them. In fact, tell 10 people if you're around people on Thanksgiving. But stop, drop, and get grateful. And I am so beyond grateful for all of you. And I also want to let you know that because I'm so grateful, I am giving you guys a totally free gift that I have poured my heart into. And basically, this would be an entire program that I would normally charge for and enroll everyone on. But because I'm so incredibly grateful for you guys this year, I am giving away 14 days of free workouts. So join my 14-day Halliburton Challenge. I must have you in my tribe because I want to know who I'm talking to. I want to be able to look up the hashtag and see you guys. So go to LoriHarder.com/challenge. And it would mean the world to me if you would give this a go. If you would do 14 days consistently with us and meet all of these totally rad, amazing people that are listening to this podcast and doing this challenge together. It's really just a consistency challenge, right? Because we want to build that solid habit. And most of all, I just want you to move into 2017 with momentum. Like, let me tell you how much fun it's not when you are that girl on January 1st, or guy, because I know guys are listening. Hey guys, what's up? When you're that girl who wakes up on January 1, like, oh my God, I'm so hungover and all of my goals. Like, no. I've been in California too long. But for real, January 1, you guys, it's coming and you're going to want to accomplish those goals. And the way to do that is just to slowly build habits that are going to support you. We can't go from like not moving, not working out, drinking wine for like 2 weeks straight or 2 months straight, right? Let's be real. I used to live in the Midwest. To I'm super fit and healthy and I'm making all these great choices. Like, you just totally robbed yourself of all of the joy that you had been experiencing the past 2 months because you haven't yet created a new joy habit or a way of experiencing joy outside of what you were doing. So you can't do that. Life will be miserable. We'll feel isolated. So get on this challenge, LoriHarder.com/challenge, and I cannot wait to meet all of you. And happy, happy, happy holiday season. I hope that today was the most fabulous day ever for you guys. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.